Oh, it's news, all right. Fake news. Time to play some Friday morning. Fake news. Fake news. Super simple. We will give you three news stories, two of which accurate, dependable. The coverage that you demand.
Coverage you can count on with traffic and weather together on the 10s. Good morning. That's
right. The other is totally fake. You tell us, 1, 2, 3, which is the fake, inaccurate news story out of the three, and you are set. Ladies and gentlemen, are we prepared? Heather Lee,
yes, sir.
With our news story. Here it is with traffic and weather together.
Number one.
Lots of ways to get around in this modern day and age. There's buses, scooters, getting your steps in, and horseback if you happen to be in the Fort Worth Stockyards. So do we need more options? Well, of course. You can soon look for rickshaw rides near Billy Bob's. You can even order one up on Uber, Fort Worth following suit with the option, which is now available in Japan and Paris.
There is number one. Number two.
Number two.
Texas cops are used to wrangling in livestock, but Buffalo, New York, well, they can get down too. An officer in the city was called out to a local neighborhood when a pet pig was running wild. Now, this isn't your average teeny tiny lazy pig. Oh, no. Renita Shadwick says it charged at her and shook her hair like a bag of microwave popcorn, while most of the neighbors had never, ever seen a pig in their lives. The pig was finally reined in and returned home. By the way, its name is Breakfast.
And then, number three.
Number three!
You may think pickleball is all fun and games, but make no mistake about it, it can be very dangerous. One of the most popular sports because it's supposed to be easy on the joints and easy to pick up. However, the dark side is there. It's causing trauma to knees, shoulders, and 1,250 eye injuries in 2024 alone. Now, this is caused by getting hit with the ball right in the peepers, falling, or getting slapped with the racket. 70% of these injuries are for people 50 or over. Be extra careful, JB.
Well, I'm not over 50.
Not yet.
But now I'm
soon.
Freaked out. So I hope that I know which one I hope is the fake one. But of the three, you tell us. First up, your Friday morning fake news. Good morning. Hello. Who's this? Where are you? Hi.
Hi. This is Michelle, and I'm in Alvarado.
Well, hello in the Rado today. How are we on a Friday, Michelle?
We're good. We're good. Enjoying the sunshine. I'm here from South Carolina.
Oh, is that right?
I'm visiting my sister.
Oh, visiting.
And I actually love it in Texas, and I love your radio station. I wish I could get it in South Carolina.
You know, do you have this thing? Do you have internet in South Carolina? That's a tough question.
Do you have a social media team?
No, just okay. Kidding. We do.
Well, they just got cable a couple of years ago. It's
well, congratulations.
No,
well,
thank you. Download the Hank app and you can take us all over the Carolina.
Oh, absolutely terrific.
There you go. And you're first up here. All right.
Woohoo.
1, 2, or 3. You got first pick. What do you think is the fake news story?
Three.
The number dangers of pickleball, including trauma to joints and our eyes and or future relationships with mother-in-law.
It's
absolutely.
True.
Absolutely.
It's
nah,
true.
Crap. Well, I'll call back.
Okay, sure. Call back.
We'll be right here.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Dangerous. Seriously, I could hurt my joints and my. I could lose an eye.
Only 1,250 eye injuries last year. Nothing to worry about. You're going to do great.
I'm going to wear that cup that we used a couple of years ago for Willa Fluff.
Yeah, that's
oversharing. Hey, who is this? Where are you?
My name's Barbara Evans.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Do you like monster trucks?
Oh, I love them. And my grandson, he'd die for them.
Okay. What about pickleball? Do you know how to play pickleball?
I do not.
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
All right.
What do you think is more dangerous, pickleball or monster trucks?
Ooh.
Pickleball.
See?
Hold on to your pickles.
Okay. All right.
1 or 2 is what we're down to because 3 was a true story. Is it down to the rickshaw rides or the pet pig in Buffalo, New York? What say you, 1 or 2, which is the fake news story, Barbara?
It's got to be the pig story.
Everybody says?
It's true.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Oh,
and that includes
no.
Breakfast the Pig?
Yeah, apparently people in Buffalo, it's a relatively large market. They just have never seen a pig.
What is that, a pig? I don't know. What is that? It's like a dog with no hair.
They talk like that in Buffalo?
I don't know.
Okay, we love you, Barbara.
We love you, Barbara.
Yeah,
all right. We'll miss you.
Bye. Who's this?
Hello.
Where are
this
you?
This is Barbara.
Barbara fights back.
Barbara from Claiborne.
Oh, different Barbara. Okay.
The return. Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know what the odds are, but we just defied them. All right, so Barbara, part two.
Well, she has no idea. What
they always
about.
Win at the end of the good guys always win at the end of the trilogy. And look at that. Okay, so three was a news story that was true. Two was a news story that was true. What was the fake one?
The first one.
Very good. Yeah, no rickshaws Fort Worth Stockyards, but you can still ride your horse around there.
Okay, just not on the sidewalk.
Yeah,
and just always watch where you step.
No,
I mean rickshaw or not.
Barbara, number two. Do you like monster trucks?
Yes, my grandson does.
What are the?
It's either a small world or the Matrix just glitched. Either way, you're going. You got it. Friday morning, fake news.
Thank you.
Thank you to all the Barbara.